Hello. Good evening, sir. I'm sorry. Is that Mario Maya? Mario Maya? Mi nombre es Juan Rodríguez, señor Maya. Solo estamos llevando a cabo una muy breve encuesta acerca de los problemas que afectan el Estado y las comunidades locales. Sería tan amable compartir su opinión, no le voy a quitar mucho de su tiempo. ¿Está usted registrado para votar en el Estado de Arizona, señor Maya? Okay, no problem, sir. And can you please tell me, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is just the year of your of your birth, please? Just the year. I'm calling from Opinion Research, okay? And we're not selling anything. It's just a study we're conducting about issues that affect in your community. We would like to include your response, sir. Just a year, so make sure that we're talking with people of all ages in your community. Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Okay, now moving right along. I know I'm still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
A chance of 50-50? Probably? Or
almost
certain?
Certain.
Okay, thank you.
Almost
sir,
certain.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Just one or two things that you think is the most important issue. Can you share that with me? The economy, the violence, the immigration, anything?
The economy.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. And, sir, and now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, and thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if you have to choose today?
The Green Party.
The Green Party, okay. Here goes, Ms. Jill Stein. Sir, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there is no change that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump for 0 to 100. What number?
0.
Okay. And Joe Biden, what number?
0.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district, if you have to choose today?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Sir, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Carrie Care Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego? Which one would you?
The Democrat.
The Democrat, Ruben Gallego? Thank you, sir. Now, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party? Who do you trust more?
I really don't trust either of them.
Neither of them? Okay, thank you, sir. Now, please, can you indicate if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements? Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
I strongly agree.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. I strongly agree with that, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
I strongly agree.
Okay? And President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. I strongly agree. Someone agree? Someone disagree? I strongly disagree
or
neither?
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I strongly, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
I strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Same question, same options.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs and farm workers. Same options. Same question?
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly. Okay. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Now, here's the first one. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely for you to vote for him? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less or much less or makes no difference?
It's a very difficult question because if I thought he was honest and he would keep his word, then much more likely. But I don't trust the man. And I think that he and Donald Trump or anyone from the Republicans or the Democratic Party are crooked. And they say whatever they want to say, and they don't keep their promises.
Understood. We can move on if you don't want to share your opinion, okay? There is no right or wrong answers.
No, I want to share. This is my opinion.
No, I'm
very pro-immigration.
Yeah.
I'm very pro-human rights. I think that the politicians turn their heads the other way when it is to their own personal benefit. But if someone is not personally to their personal benefit, then they treat people, including the U.S. citizens, like crap.
I understand, sir. But let's say if he activates that program, just for the sake of a research, and keep families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation, would that make you to vote for him much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference? Or you don't want to share your opinion?
Much more.
Much more.
Thank you, sir.
Now, a program that grants work permits for undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to vote for him much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Okay, because the question is, if he activates this program before he gets elected, you know, well, that will make you to support him much more. Now, a program that grants work permits.
I would say yes. I would be much more likely to vote for President Biden if he activated these initiatives before an election took place, because I know that another candidate would overturn anything.
That's what they do in this this study, is so I guess to put pressure on him to activate these programs, so make him realize how people feel, you know. I appreciate you taking the time to leave me, sir. Now,
absolutely, and you can take liberty in my opinion,
right,
that he needs to take action for when it comes to immigration, to, you know,
right.
I feel like that the immigrants that likely could not pass a background check happen to be the ones that get amnesty from, you know, presidents and
that's what they try.
Representative folks. And I think that it's the everyday individuals who are hardworking, who could pass a background check, that are taken advantage of, and they don't care, and they tear families apart, and they make it difficult for these people to come in and to become citizens, which is ridiculous.
Right.
Because if you look at just the fact that people are not having enough children these days and the population is growing so old, the United States needs to be more open to allowing foreigners to become citizens, just in order to help take care of the aging population and take jobs, because not everyone's going to be able to work.
Understood, and thank you for sharing that, sir. How about if he activates a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants? Would that be much more, someone more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference to you?
Much more.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat more, much less, or somewhat less?
They should be protected. You know, people that have been in the United States for over 10 years and can pass a background check have done what, abided by laws and done what the American people would
access,
likely
right,
be expected to do. And
right,
so there should be, they should just automatically become citizens by virtue of the fact that they can pass the background check regardless of their situation.
So if he activates this kind of program, will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Much more.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same questions, same options. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Much more.
Okay. My name is Carlos, sir. I'm from Opinion Research. And we're almost done. I appreciate your patience.
Carlos, I want to share a little story with you.
Yes, sir.
I have a 24-year-old son that my wife and I adopted from Mexico at the age of 10 months. And we brought him home. He was very ill. And we failed to file one immigration document when the 9/11 occurred.
Right.
And we have been dealing with immigration lawyers and laws for 7 years to try to get him to be recognized as a legal citizen, being that my wife and I are both naturalized citizens that were born in the United States by virtue of the fact that his parents, by virtue of adoption, that's been verified that it's a legal adoption. Immigration has still forced my son to wait. And so the only reason he's been able to stay has been because the lawyers were able to successfully get him a work permit. After 7 years, he finally got his green card a couple of weeks ago. After 7 years.
Congratulations.
And they're telling him he has to wait another 5 years before he can become a United States citizen. This is a young man who, when he learned to speak English, only right. attended English schools, is very much as American as any of his classmates, with the exception that he was born outside the United States. And it's, I know that his case is not unique. There are many people.
Thousands,
that
yeah.
find themselves and I mean, it may be unique in that he, you know, we did everything to legally adopt him, to have it vetted, and the only thing that we failed to do is to file a single document. But
right.
I know there's other people that say sneak across the border, and they don't go through, you know, all the right channels, but
right.
in those circumstances, irregardless of their motivation to come into the United States, if their motivation was not to come in as an enemy of the state, if their intention was to come in for a better life for themselves or their children or their family, and they have been here, like my son was, for 20 years or 10 years and abided by all laws and been an upstanding citizen, there should be no wait. There should be no issues. They should just allow these people to become a legal resident
right.
or citizen. And really, they should be made to become citizens.
And instead of getting deported. Yeah.
Right.
And I understand. Yeah. It's very sad. And that's the reason why, you know, before this, we did another research where they were asking people in the United States whether Joe Biden has fulfill all his promises, yes or no, what people think.
He has not.
And all this goes back to him, you know? Yeah. So
I agree. And he's been in office how many years now? And you know, it didn't help my son that we had a Democratic president that
right.
to help him with his immigration issues. And I think that immigration is not as important a topic for the Democratic Party or for the Republican Party. I think that they're pleased with the status quo, the way that things work. And I wish that it was not a two-party system. And it bothers me that it's so expected or typical that it's going to remain a two-party system.
Right.
Because
it cut off.
All politicians in the two-party system say what they want to say in order to get elected. But they never follow through if it's for the good of the common man. And when it comes to immigration, you know, the one thing I can say about Donald Trump is he pretty much stood by everything that he said and just, you know, he was an awful person. But he didn't make promises and not keep them as far as immigration goes, in my opinion. But, you know, Biden it's very disappointing to me.
No, I understand. That's why the question is if he's enacting a program, let's say a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years. They pay taxes for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. You know, will that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to you when it comes to your support for him?
It would be more likely.
Okay.
I mean, even if it's just one issue and that they would actually take action and do, it would
be a great help.
It would be a very positive thing to heal the United States. When Donald Trump was in office, he did nothing but tear people apart. If they were for immigration, by race, by class, he tore
right.
everything apart, and he made it appropriate or okay for people to be nasty and hurtful
and
by his leadership. And he was an awful leader for those reasons. He set a terrible example for our youth, and I think that the country is still paying for it today.
And sir, I want to thank you for sharing your own personal opinion. It is very touchy, not only to Dr. Child, but a sick child is twice as harder. I can only imagine, you know. I take my hat off to you, sir. You know, I do appreciate you taking the time. If we can move forward so we can finish this up, I would highly appreciate you. How about sure. The next question? A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, and I do appreciate your patience. Can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Now, the first one, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of immigrants. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos and the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all?
That's awful.
Should I record your answer?
My answer is I would not support him. I'd be very against it.
No, the question is if that statement or that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. And now Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Exactly what you were saying, you know, but in different words. But does that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Yeah, and that's what you were telling me. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, I'm going to read you a different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, the first one, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which one comes closer to your own view, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much.
Much closer. Thank you, sir. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Well, if President Biden took action in the fashion that you and I have discussed over the phone,
right,
when it comes to immigration, then I would more likely vote for President Biden.
Yeah, he had to get some programs going on. I believe that's the reason why they're doing these studies, you know, so they can push on these programs. As the best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or on this country without papers? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along to finish this up, sir. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? MSNBC or CNN or any major news network channels or websites? Or do you use the Spanish language or radio programs? Or do you watch Fox News channel or website? Or the application, WhatsApp? or the Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, OAN, Facebook, Univision, or none of the above? Which source do you get your news from in a typical week?
There's a news app and YouTube that I kind of learn what is going on. But typically, I'll do my own deeper research. I don't just take what is presented at face value.
I understood, and that's very smart, you know. And finally, Sal, I would just like to ask a few questions, just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, Spain, Portugal, South America?
Mexico.
Okay.
And United States.
Thank you. The next question. Is where you were born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
In the United States.
Thank you, sir. And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My mother was born in the United States.
Okay. Both in the mainland. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English? More English than Spanish?
Yeah.
Always English. Okay. Thank you. And, sir, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
For many years, I thought of myself as a Democrat, but now I think of myself as other.
Other. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And, sir, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? In political terms.
Liberal.
Liberal. Thank you, sir. Will that be... what's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? A high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college, associate's degree for your college or graduate school, advanced degree?
Some college.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And very kind for taking the time to help me, sir. And what is your religion, if any? But you don't have to share that. We can move right along. Yes, sir?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. And, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have just your first name, please?
Mario.
Sir, thank you for your time. A very interesting conversation that we have. And thank you for sharing your personal story with me, sir. Makes me blessed, believe me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants and the research are compensated for the time in sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. We can note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Will that be a yes or a no?
What was the name of your company?
Opinion Research. And as you can see, we don't go one way or the other. Will that be a yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Again, I appreciate your patience on the line. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. This concludes our survey. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir.